Michael is led by his ghost mom to again attack his sister, but this bum is shot down by the police. Ignoring all other follow-ups, in Halloween 2018, Michael is again taller, his coveralls are darker, and his mask is boxier with taut hair, no exposed flesh tones, and added aging. He's apparently been locked up for 40 years, but when getting transferred, he breaks free and goes on one of his usual sprees, until he's hit by a car, briefly getting knocked out, which allows his insane doctor to wear the trademark mask. But Michael awakens and nips that twist in the butt. He then faces his now-not-sister and her family, getting trapped in her burning house. Although, in Halloween Kills, he's saved by some helpful firemen. Michael has heavy metal damage, bandaging around his hand, and a Two-Face-style burn. He's also seen in a flashback with a DH 2018 mask and navy blue coveralls. This time, Michael takes on a mob of angry idiots, with each kill supposedly leveling up his evil powers. He then executes Lori's daughter. In Halloween Ends, a sewer-dwelling Michael is covered in moss. His hand is no longer bandaged, and he's become extremely weak. He apparently manifests his evil into a local outcast who takes on the Michael persona, but fails miserably. When the real Michael comes to retrieve his mask, he's taken down by the remaining Strodes, with the entire town then mulching his remains in a shredder, finishing the shape once and for all. Well, until the next reboot, at least.